Tomorrow is a big day for President Obama's Supreme Court nominee, Merrick Garland. He'll be meeting with Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley for breakfast. 14 Senate Republicans have agreed to meet with Garland, but only two of them support holding public hearings for the judge. One of the two is Republican Susan Collins from Maine. Here she is after she met with Garland last week.
The meeting left me more convinced than ever that the process should proceed. The next step, in my view, should be public hearings before the Judiciary Committee.
Well, joining us now is NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. She's here with me in the studio in Washington. Hi, Nina.
Hi, Jeremy.
So where are we at this point in this process? Democrats are yelling to at least get Garland a hearing and have been for weeks now. Is there any budge from the Republicans?
Not really. Some, like Grassley, don't want to look rude, so they'll meet with him. But 14 out of 54 is not a great record for rudeness. In fact, the Democrats have lost ground. For example, Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas had said that he thought that Garland should get a hearing and a vote, that he would rather defend that than anything else. But then he was threatened with a primary challenge, and he backed off and changed his mind, reevaluated. President Obama is clearly frustrated. He told me in an interview, essentially, that he had picked Garland because he was a moderately liberal judge, and that all the Republicans that he had talked to, key Republicans, mentioned Garland as someone that they could accept. But now they're simply saying they will not deal with the nomination. And the president said at the University of Chicago last week that if Republicans succeed in blocking Garland this way, it is, in his words, inconceivable that the Democrats would not respond in kind if there were a Republican president elected in November. And he said we could see a future of no nominee getting through the Senate, if the president and the Senate are of different parties.
So what happens then in a meeting like the one that is going to happen tomorrow between Grassley and Garland if they've already made up their minds about what they want to do?
I don't know. I really do not have a clue what they would say to each other.
All right. Well, there's another solution that has been put out there by the Washington Post. An opinion piece on Friday said that the Senate's failure to act one way or the other should be viewed as a waiver of their right to advise and consent in the process, and that because of that, President Obama has the right to appoint Garland to the Supreme Court without Senate approval. Your thoughts?
I think that's even sillier than Senator McConnell's suggestion at one point that no nominee could be confirmed or would be confirmed if the NRA had any objection. The difference is that there is no possibility whatsoever, I think, that President Obama would nominate someone without a Senate vote. And in the wake of a recent Supreme Court decision, it's highly unlikely he'd get the chance to make a recess appointment because it's extremely convoluted and difficult. And anything else would be clearly unconstitutional.
So the other thing that has been brought up is that the Supreme Court justices, the justices who are on the court now, have been pretty silent about this process. Does that surprise you? Or what do you think that says? And will it stay that way? That they haven't come out and said, you should, you know, give this guy a vote.
This is an institution that prides itself on not being political. People may think it's political, but they don't think they're political. Now, Chief Justice Roberts did say before there was a vacancy, before the Scalia death, right before it, he said in a Q&A session, I think, somewhere, that he thought that nominees should be evaluated on whether they're qualified, that the whole nomination process is out of whack. And for his trouble, he got blasted by Grassley in the last couple of weeks. Grassley said that it's the Supreme Court's fault that all of this has happened because the Supreme Court itself is so political. So that ought to tell you one of the reasons they stay in their box.
And by the way, Chief Justice Roberts served with Merrick Garland on the D.C. Circuit Court, right?
They served with him and has praised him highly.
Yeah. So, okay. Now, looking forward, there's also been talk that if a Democrat gets elected in the coming presidential election, Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders, that their nominee, if they still haven't put anybody on the court, their nominee would actually be further to the left. And in that instance, that the Senate would try and rush to appoint Merrick Garland in a lame duck session.
Well, Senator McConnell, the majority leader, Republican majority leader of the Senate right now, has ruled that out. But if the Senate were to turn Democratic in the election, and there would be a Democratic Senate starting in January, there'd be 2 months left in the lame duck, and it would be the Republicans' last chance to pick a more moderate judge. And I don't think that many Democrats would, if any, would roam off the range. So I think there's a decent chance of that happening unless the new Democratic president were to say, no, 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 I want my own, don't confirm this person. And I just don't think that's very likely. If it were Bernie Sanders, I don't think the Democrats would pay any attention anyway because they don't really respect him.
What if a Republican wins the White House? What would happen then? What kind of names are floating around?
Well, the names being floated are the most conservative judges and senators, United States senators in the country. Mike Lee of Utah, senator from Utah, who at various points has suggested that most federal programs and benefits are unconstitutional at one point or another. And Donald Trump has seemed open to the idea of nominating Ted Cruz. What's interesting is that the names we used to hear mentioned, very conservative judges, lower court judges like Jeffrey Sutton and Brett Kavanaugh, are no longer high on these lists if they're there at all. They're viewed, I guess, as too liberal.
So what happens, Nina Totenberg? What are the chances that Garland gets Senate hearings?
I don't think they're great until after the election. And the Democrats would have to win and win probably pretty big. And in that event, the odds go up because the next president is likely going to have one and maybe two more nominations.
That's NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. And, well, even if they don't have hearings, I'm sure we'll continue to follow the story as the breakfast meetings continue. Nina, thank you so much.
You're welcome.